is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. Now, 855-450-FREE can bring up anything. Of course, we've got stuff we bring to the table here tonight. And one of those stories is, well, it's a little disturbing. This is from Newser.com. The police don't need a warrant to search a suspect's cell phone for its phone number in order to obtain a history of calls, says a federal appeals court. The three-judge panel ruling on the case, an Indiana man convicted of drug charges on the basis of call records likened cell phones to diaries, CBS reports. It's not even clear that we need a rule of law specific to cell phones or other computers, they wrote. If police are entitled to open a pocket diary to copy the owner's address, they should be entitled to turn on a cell phone to learn its number. Searching a phone for its number in order to obtain its call history has only a modest cost in privacy invasion, they wrote. But as police would be barred from reading letters found between the pages of an address book, they would need a warrant to read text found in the phone's memory. Uh-huh. So the
they would need a warrant, but would they get a warrant?
Right.
They would look at the text. And they would see something about a marijuana deal going down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would mysteriously find out from an anonymous tip.
And get whatever they needed.
Right. They don't need a warrant to do that.
Right. So basically, you know, we've seen stories where people have been forced, at the threat of contempt of court charges, for instance, to reveal passwords for laptops and other electronic devices that an individual perhaps may have... Let's see, the last story was a lady was told she must reveal the password to her encrypted files on her computer. And the last I heard about that story was she was refusing based on that she claimed she couldn't remember the password, which,
nice.
As far as I'm concerned, is a good thing to say. But I don't, you know, I'm no legal expert, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know whatever happened to that case, whether or not if she told them, well, I don't remember it, are they going to put her in a jail cell until she remembers it? That's one of the concerns I have.
You know, that's actually, it's not unreasonable, because generally when you set something up like that, it's a, I mean, this could be years down the road. The other day I was trying to remember what my network password is because I set it up a while ago and I don't use it. And you know, these sites now, they make you change your password all the time. So it's not like where I used to have the same password for everything. Now I've got 20 different passwords. So it's not unreasonable to assume that somebody could forget a password like that.
Absolutely. According to the judges here, lurking behind this issue is the question of whether and when a laptop or desktop, tablet, computer, or other type of computer, whether it's called a computer or not, can be searched without a warrant, they noted. And I guess they've decided that that it's partially searchable. So the cops, according to this particular court, can poke around through your phone, but only so far as to find your phone number. So does that mean that, you know, if you're looking at the text messages, is there a way to find a phone number from that? Some, I would imagine, yes, some not. For instance, Google Voice, I have that. If I go into the settings on my Google Voice, I can find my phone number there. I actually don't even know my phone number for my cell phone. It's a new number. So I have to go into my text messaging program to find my cell phone number. I don't know what the best way is otherwise. There may be some other setting on my phone. I presume that there is if I were to go into, like, the settings
and
the about and the whatever. But, so, you know, there's no specification here as to how the police must attain this phone number. It's just the cops, you know, the judges saying, well, you can get this information from it like a diary, but in these other ways it's not like a diary, and it's just
like they
arbitrary.
Wouldn't be tempted to...
Right.
Do something else with it. They would just turn it on and be like, well, I can't look at these other things, so I'll just make sure to do the right thing here and return the phone to its owner. Which I'd actually like to point out that if I find a cell phone, I would call them, right? I wouldn't call them because usually the number is not in there, but maybe there's a home or there's a mom or something like that. And I've found cell phones before and, you know, called home and said, hey, you left your cell phone here. I have
sure.
it, whatever. But I can't hurt somebody with any information I might see on the phone. I don't really have that power.
Well,
and
you
that's
could
what's
get,
a
like,
little
a
scary.
Sexting photo off of it or something, but that's not going
to... No. And I have no desire to look through anybody's phone. So.
Right. So, okay, I did get an update here from SciFace, who sent me the link to the story. I mentioned the lady that was being told she had to reveal the password, and she said what? She'd forgotten it. So what happened there? According to ArsTechnica.com, Colorado federal authorities have decrypted a laptop seized from a bank fraud defendant, mooting a judge's order that the defendant unlocked the hard drive so the government could use its contents as evidence against her. The development ends a contentious legal showdown over whether forcing a defendant to decrypt a laptop is a breach of the Fifth Amendment right against compelled self-incrimination. The cops seized the encrypted Toshiba laptop from the defendant in 2010 with valid court warrants while investigating alleged mortgage fraud and demanded she decrypt it. Colorado judge ordered the woman to decrypt the laptop by the end of February, and the judge refused to stay his decision to allow the person time to appeal. They must have used or found a successful one of the passwords, or found successful one of the passwords the co-defendant provided them, according to the person's attorney. He said the authorities delivered to him Wednesday a copy of the information they discovered on the drive, and it has not yet been examined. The development comes a week after the appeals court ruled in a separate case that forcing a criminal suspect to decrypt hard drives so their contents can be used by prosecutors is a breach of the Fifth Amendment right against compelled self-incrimination. So, saying here that they can't do that, which is interesting, and I'm glad to hear it if that's actually the case, that they can't force you to reveal a password. Although there are situations in which certain software is designed to help you deal with this, the TrueCrypt software has a method that allows you to kind of create a hidden volume within a hidden volume.
That's
basically
cool.
So if the cops find your encrypted file and they say you need to decrypt this, they've got a gun to your head, you can give them a password that will reveal files in there, but it will not reveal the files you don't want to be revealed.
I wonder if that would be considered a stash pocket in Ohio.
Yeah, in digital terms.
What was it? A stash compartment?
Yeah, where they're going to outlaw, or they're thinking about outlawing,
yes,
any kind of hidden compartments in your car.
Yes.
855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, the nation's first appellate court to issue such a finding is the one that we were talking about a moment ago. The Supreme Court has never dealt directly with the issue of searching people's computers and decrypting files or forcing them to decrypt files. The decision is by the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that an encrypted hard drive is akin to a combination on a safe and is off limits because compelling the unlocking of either of them is the equivalent of forcing testimony. Judge Blackburn, however, was not legally bound to follow that precedent because he sits in the circuit covered by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which had refused to review his decision. The woman and her ex-husband co-defendant are accused of filing fraudulent documents to obtain home titles and selling the houses without paying the mortgage. So Dubois believes that her co-defendant was the one who supplied the password to the police. Which just goes to show you, if you want something kept secret, you can't tell anyone about it. Whether it's the password on your hard drive, or the fact that you're growing marijuana, or whatever it is that you're doing that people shouldn't know about, you shouldn't spread it. You shouldn't have a partner with that password, if you can at all avoid it, because one of you might be pressured to reveal or snitch on the other, and that would not be good for you. So keep that in mind.
Nope.
For the future. But good to hear that, you know, it is apparently still being respected by at least one judge in one circuit court, but I guess they don't have to respect each other's circuits, so ultimately it only covers that one, whatever that circuit is, the 11th circuit. So 855-450-FREE is the phone number here tonight. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything that might happen to be on your mind. And still on the way this evening, we've got the latest on, well, prostitution. But is it prostitution? Because what it's being called now is being a sugar baby, which sounds a little weird, doesn't it?
We'll get that is the gross candies.
I like sugar babies, actually. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. What is a sugar baby? We'll explain here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Machu Picchu in Peru is one of my thousand places to see before you die. On a continent endowed with magnificent pre-Columbian archaeological sites, Machu Picchu is South America's supreme showpiece. Likely built sometime in the 15th century, the lost city of the Incas sits isolated and remote, more than 7,800 feet above sea level. Historians currently believe the site was a retreat for Inca nobility. No one knows why it was abandoned, and inexplicably it had been unaccounted for in the Spanish conquistadors' otherwise meticulous records. The truly ambitious and fit can take a 4 or 5 day trek along the famous Inca Trail and arrive at sunset at Machu Picchu's 500-year-old Gate of the Sun to experience the site at its most magical.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SeaVeg.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, the toll-free number here, 855-453. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you like, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have live streams. You can tune in via broadband, midband, or narrowband streams. Different size streams for different internet connections, whatever one works best for you. all free, over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, learn about our great radio stations that air the show throughout the week, various different times, over at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening options are there as well, including XM Satellite Radio and our KU-band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. All of it over at listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you need collections done and you want it done with respect so you can keep your customers down the line, you need to talk to SACL. You can see their banner right at the top of our website over at freetalklive.com. It's the very first banner at the top right. Again, SACL CAI, longtime super sponsor of this radio program. So, still to come here tonight, Julia, you're going to tell us about the TSA forcing people, forcing one lady at least, to prove that her breast pump is real. But first, in other news, we've got a story that's unusual. It's about sugar babies, a term I had never heard before hearing this story. And I'd heard about a sugar daddy. You know what a sugar daddy is, right?
Yes.
Besides the candy, which I think a lot of people know that, but we're talking about the term where sugar daddy would be, you know, a male who takes care of a lady, of a woman, right? Just financially supports her, basically, and it makes life easy for her. Would you say that's the definition?
Yeah. I always kind of thought that there may be, there's sort of a sexual side to the agreement.
Maybe an unspoken sexual side to it.
I mean, it's not like a prostitute situation, but I feel like it's a relationship where the woman provides something and the man provides the finances, basically.
So the question is, when does it become prostitution? When does an agreement like that become prostitution? Because prostitution is exchanging sex for money, right? I mean, isn't that the definition of prostitution?
Yes.
So, at what point does being a sugar daddy for a lady become prostitution? Is it when there is an actual explicit agreement, or is it not really prostitution because there's a relationship? And again, with a prostitute, you have a relationship, albeit for a short period of time. Or some men who have call girls that they visit in different, like if they're traveling to a different city, or they're, you know, maybe they're just in town and cheating on their wife or something. You know, that could be considered a relationship too. I mean, at what point is a business agreement for sex a relationship?
But I feel like with a sugar daddy, it's not necessarily a business agreement, or at least not a formal one. I think it's typically in a relationship, right? Like you find a rich old man, like let's say I could find a rich old man who could take care of me, be so that I don't have to work anymore. Like that's a sugar daddy, right?
Right. But there's some, I don't know, I think it's a tough line to draw, right? Prostitution is essentially a legal term these days. I mean, there are people that are arrested for this, and I think it should be completely legal. I think people should be able to negotiate whatever terms they want for whatever sexual or friendly services that they want to.
I think that it's very important to point out when you're talking about prostitution being legal that you are not talking about in the current sense with the streetwalkers. That's not okay. That's when women get abused. Like what we're talking about. Well, because a lot of times when people hear prostitution, they only think of one thing, and what they think of is the streets of Baltimore with Johns and prostitutes who are drug addicts, and they're just prostitutes because they don't know any other lifestyle and they can't get away and they're really abused. And I don't in any way, and I think you probably don't either, support that.
No, and I don't think that would really even exist in a legal prostitution market.
But when you say prostitute, people who haven't given who haven't given the thought of legalized prostitution, they assume.
Of a toothless crack whore on the streets, being beaten by her pimp. But no, I think that in a legal prostitution world, you'll see basically what you have out in Vegas, it's illegal in Vegas, but the area surrounding Vegas, the rest of Nevada, where you've got the Bunny Ranch, for instance. People can go there and have a selection of various different classier women, shall we say. And actually, a lot of those girls support Ron Paul for president, from what I understand. So, as an aside, let's go and get into the details. What is a sugar daddy? Well, at least according to this piece over at CBS Local, People who are looking for the perfect match, both men and women, go online seeking a certain kind of arrangement. A sugar baby is typically younger and eager for adventure. A sugar daddy is usually an older, financially established provider. A website called SeekingArrangement.com helps the two meet. CBS4's Jorge Estevez found a 22-year-old who's looking for her first sugar daddy. She's a Miami student looking for someone to help her pay for her higher education and all the related expenses, which, by the way, is a reason why a lot of younger women go into stripping.
There's a lot of money involved.
And that's a reason why a lot of younger women go into being a call girl or an escort or a prostitute, because it's a good way to pay for college. I mean, if you've got it, why not use it? If you can do it safely, why not? I guess that's, you know, what a lot of people think here. So, again, I'm curious to what really is the difference between this and prostitution. So he found this 22-year-old, a self-proclaimed cute blonde who is looking for fun in Fort Lauderdale, admits to being a college student looking for help. And another pretty young Miami college girl who doesn't want to be identified is more direct, asking specifically for $10,000 to $20,000 per month. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
I mean, that's a pretty big amount of money to ask for. $10,000 to $20,000.
That doesn't sound like college. That sounds like a drug addiction.
It sounds like some kind of addiction. Maybe she's buying a bunch of purses with that money. I don't know. But the lesson here is ask and you shall receive, she told Estevez. What have they given you? Was asked of her. She says they have given me cars, trips, jewelry. These guys will take you out and they will court you, she responded. What do these guys do for you? She was asked. They support you financially, she replied. Support is proving to be crucial for a 20-year-old sugar baby who is in college at Florida International University. According to the story here, which just reloaded on me, have they paid your tuition? Asked Estevez. Yes, Jorge. Books, everything, she responded. When I say everything, I mean everything. In fact, her profile asks for someone to help a youngin' out, and she's not alone. Numbers compiled by the Seeking Arrangements website showed that in the past 6 months, FIU ranked 20th in a list of the top universities with sugar baby signups. Florida ranked third in the U.S. behind New York and California, with 67,815 total users of all ages. There are just over 1 million and growing today. Our FIU student argued that it's a way to survive the times. She says, I don't get support from my parents. As soon as I turned 18, they told me I'm on my own. I have to figure everything out on my own. And you discovered this and you thought, my dreams can come true, she says. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is this prostitution? What do you think? 855-453. You can share your thoughts with us on this matter or anything that you want. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money making opportunities to your computer, either full or part time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Over at verbalsurgery.com, you'll be happy that you did. It's a good podcast to help you, lift yourself up, shall we say. Verbalsurgery.com. All right, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. We can continue with your thoughts, and specifically wondering what you think about being a so-called sugar baby for a sugar daddy. Apparently, there's at least one website that is allowing these folks to meet. And in some cases, essentially, the girls, if you go to this website, it is, let's see, seekingarrangement.com. You go to this website, and it'll show you who the girls are on the site. There's a sugar babies and sugar daddies sections. And the girls will say what they want. I want 10 grand a month. In this case, this one girl is asking for $10,000 to $20,000 per month. And in return, she's expected to provide services. Now, is it explicit? How explicit are there, offerings of what services they'll do? What kind of agreements are being come to? I don't know, what all the details are between each individual here, but it sounds like, both parties are consenting, obviously. But my question is this prostitution?
Well, it's really hard to answer, obviously, but I want to say no. I want to say that because they're not explicitly offering sex, what they're actually offering is a relationship and asking for money in return.
But
like,
wait
when
a minute.
I think of prostitution, I think of 1 hour, $300, sex, go off on your merry way.
Well, what does it take for it to be a relationship? I mean, if you've got, let's say you're, you know, you're a 60-year-old man, you meet a 20-year-old woman on this, and she comes over to have a relationship with you.
They said that they recorded, which means that they go out to dinner
and
stuff.
You take her out to dinner, but then, you know, you come back, and there's more expected, right? Like, for $10,000 to $20,000 a month, most of these guys probably aren't expecting to just take the young lady out to dinner. So, you know, is it not prostitution if you take an escort out to dinner before taking her back to the hotel room?
I don't know.
Because a lot of escort services, I think everyone knows, are fronts for prostitution. Again, I got no problem with this. If you want to be a prostitute or you know, hire the services of a prostitute or an escort or a dominatrix or whatever it is you're into, doesn't bother me none. It's your life. You can do whatever you want. But I'm still just asking, you know, the question of how is this really different from an escort service, a very high-priced escort service? Or maybe a live-in escort service. I mean, I don't even know if they're required to live in here. Just each girl can come up with whatever terms that she wants, and the sugar daddies, so-called, can come up with their terms. Glenn's on the line in Connecticut with some thoughts here. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Thank you, Ian. And Julia, what I think is that it goes way beyond prostitution, because a prostitute is only selling their body for, you know, however long. But these girls are selling their soul, too. They're getting themselves entangled. You know, they're offering their hearts and their bodies for monetary exchange. So,
well, I mean, are they really offering their hearts? I mean, do you think that they really... I suppose there's a chance that they could eventually fall in love with their sugar daddy, but it's certainly not. It doesn't seem like it's a relationship based on the right things out the gate.
Yeah, they're offering their emotional services and their sexual services, and I think that's prostitution plus.
You know, I'm looking at this website, and I just wanted to point out, because I didn't realize this when you were describing it, that you can browse both the sugar babies and the sugar daddies, and there's sugar daddies, sugar mamas, sugar babies, and male babies.
Sugar mamas?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I'm going to get me a sugar mama.
So, Glenn, any thoughts that you want to share further on this?
No, I've heard of girls who are looking for that kind of arrangement, and I think it kind of goes beyond prostitution. And a lot of them, I get the feeling they think that it's more acceptable somehow than prostitution. Whereas I mean, it seems like it's even more involved than prostitution. You're selling your body and your soul. So that's it.
Glenn, thanks for the call and the thoughts on that. 855-450-FREE.
They give their net worth here in their profile.
Who? The sugar daddies?
Yeah, I'm looking at a sugar mama right now who says that she's worth between $100,000 and $250,000. That's her net worth.
That's not a whole lot.
No, it isn't. But her budget is only $1,000 to $3,000 a month. So
I wonder I just wonder how many sugar mamas are hooking up through this website versus sugar daddies.
I think sugar daddies would definitely be more popular.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
How about the male babies? That sounds kind of gross.
Yeah. But the whole term is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But sugar babies. But I guess they technically are, right? I mean, it's essentially we are talking about people who don't want to take care of themselves. I mean, we are talking about...
Or people who want to take care of someone.
That's neither here nor there. But as far as, like, the term sugar baby is concerned,
right.
I mean, these people are... Whether they're emotionally immature or not is another question, but they, you know, maybe they grew up spoiled with rich parents or whatever. They don't want to have to, now they're 18, they don't get to stay at daddy's house anymore, so, you know, find a replacement for him.
Here's something interesting that I didn't really think of when you were talking about the site earlier. So there's a sugar mama here who advertises herself as a couple who seeks young friend for companionship. So, like, a couple, basically, who wants to have a polyamorous relationship or a threesome, ask, and this is the way they find it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they do this on Craigslist.
Right.
Men seeking men, women seeking... I guess it's just not as
fancy.
Right.
Right. You can see pictures, and they're probably charging for the website, I would imagine, too. So here's a little more information. One FIU student argued it's a way to survive the time. She says her dreams came true. And then his interview added, but with every give, there is a take. They give you trips, they pay for school, they give you presents. What do you give them? Asked the interviewer. Sex, said the FIU sugar baby. Just like that, asked Jorge. Just like that, she said. And you're okay with that? Jorge probed. I am okay with that, she replied. But Seeking Arrangement, which began in 2006, insists they are not an escort service and specifies the terms of the relationship are left up to the two consenting users, which is pretty much how an escort service
right.
works, right?
It's not like they demand things.
Estevez spoke with the website's founder, Brandon Lee. I mean, because there are some escorts who claim that they're not prostitutes. There are some escorts who claim that they are just there to escort you on a date and that they are not interested in, you know, giving you sex. I believe that those escorts exist, but I think historically most people look at escort services as being places where you can find a woman who's willing to sell sex.
Right. In this case, Letitia wants to spoil someone. That's all she wants.
Sugar mama? Is this the,
yes.
the $100,000
yes,
sugar mama?
Yes. They have like a name or they put like a message and mm-hmm. she just says she wants to spoil you.
Why is this not like prostitution, since you mentioned it, asked Estevez of the founder of the website, Brandon Lee. He says, we don't allow escorts or prostitutes to use the website. That's what I call a 1 or 2 hour arrangement. It's not what this is about, said Lee. In fact, the website monitors profiles. They claim they shut down as many as 20 a day for alluding to inappropriate behavior. I wonder what their liability is. For being a website that would offer, you know, in theory would offer prostitution arrangements, does that subject them to some sort of pimping statutes? And if so, would you be able to run a website like that internationally? Could you run something that was just like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and hook you up with a prostitute? Could you run a website like that, just host it over in Iceland or something?
I'm sure they would come after you if you got big enough.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So he's saying it's not prostitution because those are only 1 or 2 hour arrangements. But not if you have a long-term prostitute that you call on multiple times. Isn't that creating a relationship at some level? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Bio-Mats.com, spelled Bio-Mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Bio-Mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you can be our sugar daddy or sugar mama for $3 a month. Man, are we cheap. Of course, you're not going to get any sexual services for that. But what you will get is the peace of mind feeling good about helping Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board so more people can be exposed to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth $3 a month to you, you'll get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in line, the AmpOnly forum, podcast, and more. You can get signed up, use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, learn more about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about this website, seekingarrangement.com, which is making national press, because there's some controversy about it. Is this prostitution? It's basically young ladies, and there's a section for males as well, so you can have the sugar babies that are male and that are female, and also sugar daddies and sugar mamas. Or sugar mommies, as they term it here. And so the idea is that this is a website that's going to hook people up so they can have a relationship. The guy that runs the website says it's not prostitution because it's not a 1 or 2 hour arrangement.
Which is what I said.
But I have to disagree because, and again, I don't care if you want to hire a prostitute. Doesn't bother me one bit. It's the oldest profession in the world. It's not going away. It needs to be legalized so we don't have to have all these workarounds here. But according to the site's owner here, well, that's what I call a 1 or 2 hour arrangement, referring to escorts or prostitution. He says that's not what this is about. In fact, the website monitors profiles. They claim to shut down as many as 20 a day for alluding to inappropriate behavior to make sure that terms such as an hourly rate, in-call, out-call, and terms like that aren't used. We highlight them and catch them, he says. We put that question on the table for our sugar baby. So I have to say that if you, like, for instance, so there's different kinds of prostitutes. We talked earlier about, Julia, you mentioned the street-level prostitute is what people think of in a lot of cases when they think of the term prostitute. But actually, street-level prostitutes, from what I've read in the past, are only about 10% of the prostitution industry. So there's a lot of prostitution that, a lot of prostitutes that don't show up on that radar. Like, if the cops are doing a sting on prostitutes, they're just not going to catch 90% of them, because 90% of them are in and out call girls, meaning they come to your home or you come to their place of business. So you've got escort services, you've got just straight-up prostitution services that you just kind of have to know somebody who knows somebody, and you get a referral that that way. And
like massage parlors.
Massage parlors, lingerie shops, erotic massage, or whatever they no, do they call it? They call it erotic massage? There's some term that is like a red flag, like this is a prostitution front, and I think it may be erotic massage.
I know somebody who went to one.
A massage parlor?
Mm-hmm.
As a customer?
Mm-hmm.
And?
And he got to pick out a girl, and he, actually, no, it was a massage parlor, but they, I don't know how I can say this on the air, I don't know how technical I could get, but basically they picked out a girl, mm-hmm. and they went in the back room, and did their thing, and he paid for it, like you paid for it at a countertop. It was in Canada.
Well, I wonder if things are different up there.
I'm pretty sure that it's not legal, but it's. I think a lot of things are overlooked. Like, I mean, you and I went to Canada, and we went to a coffee bar where you could smoke marijuana.
Yeah,
and you
that's
could
true.
Buy, we bought hash oil milkshakes.
And it was completely illegal.
Yeah, and it was, well, it's illegal, but no one really cares, although
they did
get
end up getting
busted. But I went to Toronto a few months ago, and there are several still open. So
that's good to know.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was a great experience.
It was very awesome.
Hopefully we'll see that someday here in the U.S. But ultimately, you know, when you're negotiating a rate for a service, in theory, that's prostitution. Like, legally, if I offer X amount of dollars for X, you know, for Y service, and you agree to it, then we've just engaged in prostitution. You don't actually have to get to the act. Because when they bust you for prostitution, it's after you've made the agreement. You don't even have to give over the money. So it's just simply talking about rate and coming to an agreement on what to do for what price. That's prostitution. And so these girls are saying straight out they're going to provide sex for X amount of dollars per month.
That doesn't seem fair because, like, if an undercover cop is going to bust a drug, the drug deal actually has to go down. They have to give you the crack and then you walk away.
Typically, yes.
So to me that seems, I mean, why is it so harsh? You just talk about having sex for money and it's illegal?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the fact that the undercover prostitutes don't want to actually go through the act. That's probably a factor.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a cop who's dressed up like a prostitute. She's on the street corner. She gets in the car with you. She negotiates a rate for a deal. Boom, you get busted. If they had to take it all the way, then that could really put those girls at risk of, you know, STDs and other dangerous things. So that might be the reasoning.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem fair if busting people for prostitution and drugs is fair, which it isn't. But
well, one thing you can be certain of is that the government is completely arbitrary in the way it does things. And you know, if you want to talk about fairness, I mean, these sorts of arrangements here between very, very wealthy men and young college-age women, many of whom are claiming they're putting themselves through school, but are asking for $5,000 to $20,000 per month in some cases. Really just shows that if you're rich enough, you can avoid the law. Because if they're not, you know, if you're out on the street looking for a prostitute, you're not the most wealthy of guys. Because if you're wealthier, you're going through in-call and out-call services. You're going with a higher class kind of a lady.
Right.
Who's more selective about her customers, who's probably not, you know, a crack addict. And therefore, you're automatically safer just because of the market in which you're shopping. And clearly, these arrangements are designed for very wealthy people who they're getting away with prostitution here. And I'm not saying they shouldn't get away with it. I'm saying everybody should be able to get away with it. 1-855-450-FREE.
It seems to me that in a lot of cases, police like to target poor people. And
sure.
I would say
they don't know
that
their rights.
Right, and these rich people have more money to spend on lawyers.
Correct.
And things like that. So, like, you don't generally, I mean, a drug dealer is a different story, but, like, Hollywood, you can't tell me that there's not lots of drugs going on in those rich, fancy houses.
Plenty of rich
people
do drugs.
But nobody really cares about that, right? That's kind mm-hmm. of overlooked. And you hear stories all the time about famous people getting caught with drugs and getting out of it.
Slap on the hand.
Right. So this website, to me, I mean, the sugar daddies are wealthier. I saw one of them had a, you know, they can list their budget, and a lot of them say open, negotiable. But this guy said he's willing to spend $20,000 a month or more
Wow.
on a girl. So, like, these are people who have money. And
right.
I think that might be part of the reason why they don't bust them as much or have the desire to bust them in the same way.
The guy running the site says it's not prostitution because he considers that only a 1 or 2 hour thing. But you take $20,000 divvied up by 30 days in a month, you've got $600+ per night. Essentially, you're paying for a high-level prostitute. You're going to pay $5,000, $7,000, $2,000 a night for a very exclusive prostitute.
Yeah, that's like not much less than I make in a year.
The 20 grand.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in the wrong business, Julia.
Yes, I am.
So this young lady, in a relationship that begins online, this is back to the CBS story here, a common practice nowadays where one person logs on hoping to find another who's also in search of that perfect match. They had to explain online dating for anyone that doesn't know about it. Years from now, you're successful. What do you say? Now, I have to tell you, CBS News has the worst copy editing across the nation. Here's what this article says. I'm going to just read it straight as it's written. Years from now, you are successful. What do you say to you about doing this? What do you say to you about doing this?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
No, it doesn't mean anything. The woman explained, they have money, they want to help you. They see you struggling, they want to help you. Whether or not it's an arrangement, it's still a relationship, the woman said. A match found online between two consenting adults looking for their own special arrangement. So what is the ratio for these consenting adults? Where most dating sites have more men than women, at SeekingArrangement.com, it's the opposite. The ratio is 20 sugar babies to every one sugar daddy. So if you got the money, guys, you've got the pick of
the litter.
Seeking Arrangement is now developing a mobile app, blah, blah, blah. So it's almost like a puff piece for this particular website. Good for them if they're helping people get hooked up who otherwise wouldn't be able to meet one another, so these spoiled young people can continue their spoiled lifestyle, then whatever.
You can't fault them for it.
No, I can't fault them for it, but I think it's prostitution, and that's okay. But what are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. Especially if you're somebody who's listening to this conversation thinking, what? We can't have legal prostitution. That's wrong. Who believes that? Who believes that there's actually something wrong with people trading sex for money? Because ultimately, at some level, you can make the argument that's what everyone is doing. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.